Joseph Coelho is a prize-winning poet, playwright and author, and an old friend of Read On. And now he's been appointed the new Children's Laureate, taking over from How to Train Your Dragon author Cressida Cowell. It's a role he feels passionate about, and he's got a 3-point plan for the next 2 years, as he told me when I rang him up. Joe, many congratulations.
Thank you, Ed. It was a real shock and a real pleasure, and I can't wait to get started.
The laureateship is managed by the Book Trust charity and sponsored by Waterstones, and it was set up in 1999 when Quentin Blake was the first Children's Laureate, and other previous laureates include Mallory Blackman, Jacqueline Wilson and Chris Riddell. You've got some pretty big boots to fill.
Well, I've got quite big feet. But yeah, no, it's a complete pleasure to be joining the League of Laureates, and they've been so supportive and given me advice on this run-up to starting the laureateship. So one that was kind of consistent amongst many of the past laureates I spoke to was to book your holidays early, because you get really, really busy, and it's only been only into my second week. I've already experienced just how busy it can get, but I'm loving it and can't wait to get started on all my key projects for my tenure.
Well, we'll come on to talk about the projects in just a sec, but what did Cressida Cowell say to you as she handed over your laureate's medal about how to manage your laureateship?
She told me to enjoy it and to have a lot of fun with it, because it can be quite, you know, it's a huge honour, and it's something, you know, we all take very seriously, and it's a great honour to be representing children's literature and to getting books into the hands of children. But to remember to enjoy the process and to celebrate that process. So, yeah, that was nice words to hear, actually, because it's a big job and a huge undertaking, but something that I'm going to approach with relish.
And you're taking it very seriously. You've announced that you've got a 3-point plan, starting with making poetry accessible to everybody, something to celebrate self-expression rather than just be studied in the classroom.
Yeah, and like, don't get me wrong, I love studying poetry in the classroom. I think we should study poetry, but what often gets forgotten is just the joy of poetry, the fact that we are all poets, that we can put pen to paper and pen a little ditty or a haiku or even a one-word poem. So often poetry is only represented as something that is there to be studied, to be analysed, and we're told there's a correct way of analysing a poem and a wrong way and a correct answer to a poem and an incorrect analysis of a poem, when really poetry is very subjective. And by showing young people that we can be poets, that we are all poets as well as readers of poetry, you can start to break down those barriers and open up poetry and reveal it for what it really is, which is this joyful medium which can help us navigate good times, bad times. That's why we reach for poems at funerals and new births and weddings, or, you know, times of difficulty, because a poet transcends. It speaks to those parts of us we often find hard to put into words, ironically.
Now, the second part of your 3-point plan is called Bookmaker Like You, and that is about celebrating diversity in publishing.
Yeah, I really wanted to ensure that every young person gets to see themselves in a bookmaker. So I'll be searching for those new up and coming voices in poetry, novels, plays, on the front line and behind the scenes. So publishers, editors, agents, and talking to them and celebrating their work and finding out what it is that they do, what their processes are about, and sharing that with young people so that they can have that opportunity to think, I could do that. That could be me. Because that was hugely important to me growing up. I didn't realize for a very long time during my schooling that I could be a writer. I never saw anyone who looked like me who was a writer until Jean Bintebreeze visited my school. The wonderful late great Jean Bintebreeze, who was an amazing poet from the Caribbean, came to my school, sat on our school stage and read a poem about the softest touch. And it was from that moment that I realized, this is a job that people do. And there's someone who looks a bit like me doing it. And it started to broaden my horizons and make me realize, oh, that could be me. And then there were other instances as I got older, doing courses at Apples and Snakes, the performance poetry organization, and meeting wonderful poets like Francesca Beard and Aoife Mannix and Jacob Sam LaRose and Lem Sisse, and seeing these working poets creating shows and sharing their work, which just underlined the fact that I could be a writer. That could be my job. There were people that I recognized doing that as a career. So I really want to give that gift to every young person so that everyone gets to see themselves.
And the third part of your plan, which will come as no surprise to anyone who's heard you talking on Read On in the past, is your love of libraries.
Yeah. I started a library marathon pre-COVID where I gave myself the challenge of joining a library in every library authority in the UK, and then discovered there are 209 library authorities. But it didn't put me off. I ended up joining 140 libraries. And the point was to meet the library staff, to borrow books, to highlight the authors and illustrators and the work that I was borrowing from those libraries. I was blogging about my experience and encouraging people to get down to their local library. Then COVID hit and I had to stop. But what's great now is I have about 70 odd left to join, with a few extra thrown in for good measure. And I'll be joining them as laureate, and I'll be blogging about my process and about my experiences, borrowing books, highlighting the authors and illustrators that I borrow, meeting with library staff, reading stories and poems at those libraries. So encouraging families through the door, and hopefully getting the whole nation celebrating their libraries. And if they're not already a member, becoming a member. And if they are already a member, getting far more books out.
Well, one place where I know that many of our listeners get their books from is the RNIB Library, which has a great selection of your books, including your Fairy Tales Gone Bad series, which you narrate yourself. Sounds like you were having great fun reading those.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was lovely to narrate them. So I've narrated Zombirella and the latest one, Frankensiltskin. And I'm due to narrate the next one, Creeping Beauty, which comes out this October. The idea for the series came about because I was touring children's plays that I had written and produced around libraries and theatres and schools for about 4 years. And one of the plays I was touring was called Zombirella, which was a play I'd written about Cinderella, but she falls down the stairs and dies and gets turned into a zombie. So it already kind of existed as a performance piece. So when I was asked to read the book, you know, for the audio version, it was a complete delight. I got to redo the play, to do all the voices and to have a great deal of fun bringing it to life for the audio setting.
And I believe that you wrote a poem to celebrate your appointment as the Children's Laureate. Would you be able to share that with us now?
Yes, I will. It's called The Power of a Poem. And it goes like this. A poem has the power to build the highest tower, to paint the prettiest flower. A poem has the power. In that tower of flowers, you may find a blooming power. As you paint with pollen and petal, you'll find a rose can test your mettle. A poem has the skill to cure any ill, turn thoughts to windmills. A poem has the skill. As new ideas spin, the problems they're curing will waft away with time because of a little rhyme. A poem has the capability to conquer all hostility, to play a song of tranquility. A poem has the capability. Words can hurt and soothe, but you'll make the spiky smooth. Apply a sentence like a balm. Use a poem to heal and calm. A poem has the might to give your passion bite, to let your words take flight. A poem has the might. Your words might change a mind, inspire someone to be kind, or your words might roar with the bite of a dinosaur.
Joseph Coelho, our new Children's Laureate, thank you so much for coming onto the show to tell us a little bit more about your three-pronged plan, and I will hope to see you either in a library or at a book event soon.
I hope so, Red. Thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure.
The RNIB has a selection of Joseph Coelho's books, including Fairy Tales Gone Wrong, that Joe narrates himself. For more information, visit rniblibrary.com or call the helpline on 0303 123 9999.